Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome to quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. It's playoff time, and DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Every bettor who hammers the over in the featured game helps to lower the game's over-under. The best part is even as the line lowers, the odds remain at even money. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up to hammer the over. For every 1,500 people that bet the over in the featured game, the line will decrease by 1 point. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Maximum $25 wager, one per customer. Offer ends on May 23rd. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. As we said, it's quarter number four. That means Andrew P. Shea returns. It also means we need to announce our winner.
Bring back and the JV team after Ross. That's me.
No. We do not tolerate JV team on this show. Everyone's varsity. Everyone is five star, Andrew.
Sure. I'm looking for my fourth star.
We are the Alabama of podcasts here. Okay? Only five
stars.
I'm
trying to
throw
you off your game. Announce your winner. I was just trying to throw you off your game.
Mission accomplished. Let's announce our Ask Ross winner, and that is David from Lancaster. David, we'll be getting in touch with you about your KSN polo shirt. All right, Andrew P. Five-star Andrew P. Elite recruit Andrew P. Shea. Here's our talking point for this segment, Andy, and it's we're done with spring practice. We're going into the summer. It seems like a lot of positions are settled. But there are still a handful out there that have yet to be decided. We want to take a look at those position battles. This week, we're looking at the offense. Next week, we're going to look at the defense. And okay, let's go through this. I want to start at wide receiver, Andy.
Sure.
It's fascinating. I think a year ago, we had Jahan Dotson coming back. The argument was, and I remember plain as day, all of us were saying, could he be a number one? And many of us doubted it. Well, guess what? He's a number one. And I believe Parker Washington established himself as a number two. What that leaves us with, though, is who's number three?
Yeah, so this is important to me on a couple fronts. So, one, if you look back at the last, you know, 5 or 6 years at Penn State, their third best option as a receiver was the tight end, right? Or it might have even been their number one option. But if you go through it, they've never really developed a viable third wide receiver since I was going back to 2015, 2000, even 16. Like, they've had receivers that did things, but they didn't have a viable third threat. The most threat was either, you know, it was KJ Hamler and Pat Freiermuth, right? And it was Mike Gesicki, and he was almost your number one wide receiver. So this is important to me. And the guy I think it's Keandre Lambert-Smith. And he played as a true freshman last year, and he had to play. But he was nowhere near ready to play last year. But because the room was so thin, and there was literally very little to choose from, he had to play. And when I say he wasn't ready, it was physically more than anything, that he just wasn't ready to be on an FBS Big Ten field. Yeah, he flashed, but man, was he unpolished and super, super raw as what you would expect from a college wide receiver. And I'm saying all that it's not his fault. I expect him to take another step forward. Look, Parker Washington's going to be really good. He's your number two guy. Jahan Dotson is your stud, right? So you look at Keandre Lambert-Smith. I expect him to take a step forward. I think he's the most viable. What about Daniel George? He was given that opportunity against Iowa, right? He did Zippo. Now, PSU Penn State stunk that game, and the quarterback, you know, was no good. But he's never quite taken the bull by the horns, has he, Jim? He's had opportunity, but he's never really asserted himself and stepped forward as a third wide receiver. So I worry about that. I have a deep, dark name for you from the wide receiver depth chart to keep an eye on. Are you interested in it?
Go. Let's hear it.
His name is Winston Eubanks. He will wear number 89 for Penn State. And he's a transfer from Shippensburg University, Division II. Now, is that a big jump from Division II to the Big Ten? Yes. But let me just make my case here. He was all PSAC in 17, 18, and 19. Had nearly 3,000 receiving yards in those 3 years. 28 touchdowns. And he averaged better than 19 yards a catch. That's PSAC. That's the Division II. That's chuck the ball all over the field. He's 6 foot, 205. He played high school ball at LaSalle College out of Philadelphia. He's quick. He's not super fast. He has fantastic hands. I saw him in high school a couple times. I thought PSAC was well below what I saw as a high school player. I didn't think he was a Power 5 FBS guy. I thought maybe a Group of 5 or a MAC guy. At worst, I thought he was an FBS guy. And the fact that he ended up at Shippensburg made no sense to me. I think he's just a dark horse who has experience and great hands and a guy to keep an eye on.
And, Andrew, that will qualify as a bold prediction like only you can do. One other name to keep in mind is Cam Sullivan Brown, the other veteran who we know has been hampered by some injury, so perhaps he's healthy. Andrew, while we still have time, let's move on. There are other position battles on the offense. Let's talk offensive line. Let's assume we've got our bookends at tackle. We have Rasheed Walker. We have Caden Wallace. Let's assume Mike Miranda. All indications are he'll probably move to center this year. I'm even going to go so far as to think that Juice Scruggs will probably fill one of the guard spots. What that does is that fills four out of the five spots and would leave one guard spot open. Who are the names you're looking at there?
See, I think you're right. I think Juice Scruggs is a starter. I think the other starting guard's going to be Des Holmes. I really do. I mean, I just love him. I think he's a plug and play anywhere. I think you're going to want to go with experience up front to start. And he just, you know, he's not one of the, they put him at, it doesn't matter where they put him or when they put him in. He's never great, but he's never bad. Right, Jim? You're just like, oh, Des is out there doing his job, right? And that's, I think, what you want at the guard position. I don't think it's a stretch for him to move from right tackle inside the guard. I really don't. Now, what I think is important in looking at the battle is who are the three and four guys at the guard position, because that's really important to me. Because as you said, Mike Miranda is going from guard to center, who, by the way, is ranked as one of the top five NFL prospects in the country at the guard position in this draft class. But playing center won't hurt him or his stock in any way. But think about the injury. Okay, why are the three and four guys important? Well, number one is either one of the guards get injured, right? So that's important. But also, if you think about it, if Miranda gets hurt, that has impact across the line, because then you're going to most likely have to move Juice Scruggs into the center position and vacate a guard spot. So that's why the guard position is really important to me. I think the guys you're looking at are Anthony Wiggin, who's a fifth-year guy. Salim Worley is a third-year guy. And I think Landon Tangwall, the true, you know, he's a freshman. I call him a first-year guy. He's 6'6", 315, highly recruited out of Our Lady of Good Counsel in Maryland. He's in the mix, but I'd rather not see him on the field unless it's absolute necessity. I'd rather see the other guys beat him out right now, just because I think offensive linemen need that 12 to 15 months to be ready.
The one name that you missed, I think, is Eric Wilson. He's the transfer Ivy leaguer.
Yeah, you're on that guy.
Well, you know, my take on it, Andy, is I think there is something to it when a guy transfers in. I'm not saying he was promised anything, but I think there's the mindset is Eric Wilson is coming to Penn State with the mindset that he believes he's going to play. And I believe Penn State brought him in because they thought he was capable of playing. I believe that's how the transfers work. I believe he'll at least make the two deep there, if not be the starter. the couple positions left that are still some question, we have tight end and running back, where it's not so much about getting that starting job because there's going to be a rotation. It's more about pecking order. A year ago, when Pat Freiermuth went down with injury, the pecking order at tight end was Brenton Strange in one, Theo Johnson two. Some argument that Theo Johnson has the higher ceiling. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, he has the higher ceiling, but is that ceiling in 2021, right? So Brenton stepped in after Pat went down, and I think he provided some stability at the position. 14 catches, 140 yards, two touchdowns, limited schedule. That's not bad production. I mean, let's face it, Penn State fans, and you included, Jim, you guys are spoiled at this position. Mike Gesicki and Pat Freiermuth are your tight ends the last 5 or 6 years. That is excellence. Excellence at the tight end spot. What do I think? I think Brenton Strange is your starter. He's not super fast. He's not super athletic. He's not going to dunk the basketball. But he just does everything well. He's a good, not great athlete. He runs really, really clean routes. That's one thing that stood out to me in 2020. He's a very adequate blocker. Now, Theo Johnson, dude, he's your next excellence at tight end guy. Crazy athletic. 6'6", 250. He has... You know, he looks like an NBA power forward. He has all the looks of the next great one, right? He didn't register many catches last year, but he did prove himself as a blocker. I think we can both agree on that. Like, okay, even when he was in, you're like, dude, he's killing cats. So I wholly, fully agree with you. I expect these guys to timeshare, but I think Brenton is your first guy in. But I think, you know, Theo is such a weapon as a receiver. It's going to be hard to keep him off the field. The bottom line for me is he did not look overwhelmed last year. Not at all. And that is a really good sign. I don't know if he overtakes and becomes the guy in 2021. That remains to be seen, but I think there is an opportunity.
You have 20 seconds to give a thought on the running backs.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Noah Kane, John Lovett, Kevon Lee, Devin Ford, Keziah Holmes. Pick one. Noah Kane hasn't played since 2019 in the middle of the year, basically. I'm a John Lovett guy. I think the experience is going to play a role. But I also think Noah Kane, Kevon Lee are going to handle the ball. I don't know about Devin Ford. He's a wild card. And I still haven't forgot about Keziah Holmes because I don't think he was bad either.
A lot of talent there. Real quick on the tight ends. My impression was that they both were able to block, which really impressed me. That is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured basketball playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply, max $25 wager. One per customer. Offer ends May 23rd, 2021. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.